بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم فرق لي فيه إلى مرضاته وجنب لي فيه من سخطك ووفق لي فيه لقراءة آياته برحمتك يا أرحم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Here we are, day number 2 of the blessed month of Ramadan, and we continue in our look at Ramadan reflections. And our topic for today is on the Quran. And what a apt topic to speak about, because we know that the month of Ramadan is the one in which Allah revealed the Quran. He mentions in His glorious book where He says that the month of Ramadan is that one in which we have revealed the Quran, which is a guidance for humanity. And other verses of the Quran where Allah talks about the revelation. So we need to ensure that we spend the most amount of time in this blessed month in the recitation, in the contemplation, and in the understanding of the verses of the noble Quran. It's beautiful because when you look at the words of Rasulullah, the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family, he told us in a very important sermon that he delivered before the month of Ramadan began, that is on the last Friday of the month of Sha'ban, that to recite one verse of the Quran in the month of Ramadan is equivalent to reciting the entire Quran in any other month. So we need to spend more time in these blessed 30 days and nights in the recitation of the noble Quran. And again, obviously not just reciting it, but thinking and trying to understand the contents of this Book of Allah. To show you the power of the Quran, chapter 59, Surah Al-Hashr, verse 21, gives a very beautiful and powerful message. In this verse, Allah says, "Had we sent down this Quran upon a mountain, you would have surely seen it humbled and crumble into pieces with the awe of Allah." This, my brothers and sisters, shows us the power which this Quran has. That Allah tells us, had He revealed the Quran to a mountain, that it would not be able to bear the power and the awe and the majesty of the words of Allah. If this could be the outcome of a mountain, imagine what you and I should be able to feel and express when we read the Quran, or when the Quran is read in a gathering. We should be of those who tremble in awe and fear of the majesty and glory of Allah, and that we are able to hear the words of the Quran and actually bring about a change within our own lives. The Quran tells us that it itself is a book of mercy and it is a cure. In chapter 10, Surah Yunus, verse number 57, Allah addresses humanity, not you and I as Muslims, not the believers, but all of humanity, Muslim, Christian, Jew, atheist, agnostic, whatever religion you follow. The Quran says, "O mankind, there has certainly come to you an advice from your Lord, and a cure for what is in your hearts, and a guidance and a mercy for the faithful." We see that Allah addresses humanity and says that there is in the Quran advice. It is a reminder. It is a word of good counsel to humanity. And it's also a cure for the spiritual illnesses we have within ourselves. And we just have to look at ourselves and the world around us and the problems that we have economic, we have social, political issues in the world. We have discrimination. We have so many problems in the world today. And Allah tells us the answer, the cure to all of these sicknesses is contained within the beautiful verses of the Holy Quran. I end with another beautiful verse of the Quran that we should reflect upon in this blessed month, which is the month of the Quran. And in this verse, in chapter 39, Surah Az-Zumar, verse 23, Allah addresses us and says, or Allah addresses the world and says, Allah has sent down the best of discourses, a scripture composed of similar motifs, whereat quiver the skins of those who fear their Lord. Then their skins and the heart soften to Allah's remembrance. That is Allah's guidance by which He guides whomever He wishes. And whomever Allah leads astray, He has no guide. So this month of Ramadan, let us make a change. Let us make a conscious effort to read the Quran, to take it as our leader, as our guide. Let us be able to read the verses of the Quran such that our body begins to shake and quiver and just stand in awe of the majesty and the glory of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.